Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. We're holding the top line on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. As you recall, back on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara told us both about Chana and about Eliyahu that both of them were Metiach Devorim Klapei Mala, which means they spoke somewhat aggressively against Rabbeinu Shalom Kavi Yochul. We spoke about Chana that she said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "If you're not going to give me children the normal way, I'm going to have to be mistater, I'm going to have to make myself into a charade, into a fake soita, so that I should get the bracha of Venixa, Venizra, or Zora." As far as Eliyahu HaNavi is concerned, he said to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the reason why Klal Yisrael is sinning is because you are the cause. Ata hasiboisa es libam achiranis. You cause their hearts to go backwards in the wrong direction. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't blame them. You're the one at fault. Even though this is very, very nasty and aggressive talk, it says in the Gemara that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said on the last line of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Chazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hoidol Eliyahu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Eliyahu, you know, you're right. It's because of me. It's my fault. Tachsiv, like it says on the top line, Vasher Harei Oisi. The reason why people sin is because I, Kadosh Baruch Hu, created the Yetzer Hara. If there wouldn't be a Yetzer Hara, then there wouldn't be sins. So the Gemara continues on in the same vein, and the Gemara is going to give us all a little bit of a defense when and if we are asked about any sins that we may have caused. And the Gemara says, "Amr Reb Chanina, El Moli Sholish Mikrois Halolah." If it wasn't for the following three psukim, Nismoitetu Ragleim Shosayni Yisrael. The Shosayni Yisrael is referring to Klal Yisrael. It's used in a euphemistic sense, like Lushan Saginar, that if it wasn't for the following three psukim, then our feet would fall in. In other words, we wouldn't have any defense. Liyasad Lovoy, Liyayim Hadin, why we sinned. What are those three defensive psukim? Chad Dechsiv Asher Hariyoisi, the pasuk that we just mentioned, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu concedes, he acknowledges that I was the one and implanted the Yetzer Hara in every individual. V'chad Dechsiv, the other pasuk is, Hinei Kachoymer Biyad HaYoytzer, that the clay in the hands of the potter, Kein Atem Biyodi Beis Yisrael, so you, Klai Yisrael, are in my hands. I'm the one that created you. I created you with all of your faults, including the Yetzer Hara. Chad Dechsiv, another pasuk, V'asiroisi Eslevo Evan Mibsarchem, V'nasat Yelechem Lev Basar. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I will take away that leva evan, that hard stone of a heart in your midst. And what is that hard stone heart inside you? That is a euphemistic reference to the Yetzer Hara. I'm going to remove it, and I'm going to give you a lev basar, a lev made out of flesh, and not made out of this hard Yetzer Hara. So now, obviously, after 120, we can take these three psukim with us, but that doesn't mean automatically that all of our sins will be wiped out. What the psukim are telling us is that without, we can try to mitigate the oinish by saying, Rabbeinu Shloim, it's taka true, we sinned, but remember, you were a contributory cause toward this sin, because if I didn't have a Yetzer Hara, I wouldn't have sinned. And of course, Rabbeinu Shloim is going to answer, but you also had a Yetzer Tov, and you also had a Bechira, and you had a Rabbeinu Shloim, etc., etc. But the point is that these three at least give us a little bit of a defense when Kadosh Baruch Hu will have a taina, why did you sin, Chas V'Shalom? Rav Papa says, I have another pasuk also in the same way. Rav Papa Omer Mihacha V'Yasruchi Etin B'Kirvachem V'Yasisi Eisa Sher B'Chuki Telechu Chukai Telechu. I will give you a new ruach in you so that you'll be able to go and follow in my chukim, meaning to counteract or to remove the Yetzerah. V'Yom Rav Luzer Moshe Tiach Dvarim Klapi Mala. It wasn't only Chana and Eliyui. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was Tiach Dvarim Klapi Mala. Where do we see that? Shenem Bavispal Moshe El Hashem. Al Tikri El Hashem. El Al Hashem. Shekein Devei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Koirin Li Alfen Einin Uli Einin Alfen. But the Gemara says that even though it says in the Pasuk, Vispal Moshe El Hashem, you could read it by Vispal Moshe Al Hashem. And if that's the case, that would be also speaking aggressively against Rabbi. The Gemara on the surface is a little bit difficult to understand because we have the same type of limud on the Amid Beis about Chana, but there Taka said v'yispalel v'tispalel al Hashem. by saying Al Hashem, that makes sense to go and say, why didn't it say that it's Baal El Hashem, that she was Baal to the Rabbi Nishlam? Why does it say Al Hashem on the Rabbi Nishlam? It's as if she's going and putting a burden on the Kodesh Baruch and saying, Kodesh Baruch, it's your fault and don't blame me. So that's a Lashon that we can easily understand, that Al Hashem lends itself that she spoke aggressively. But when it says it's Baal El Hashem, that Chazal should go and say, it's not really El, it's really Al, and therefore say that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke poorly, it's a little bit aggressive to go and interpret the pasuk that way. So the Marsha or other Mefarshim explain, because typically you would find that Moshe Rabbeinu would explain what his the reason why he's being mispalel. In this case, it just says Vayispalel Moshe Al Hashem without identifying what he's asking, what his bakasha is. If you look at the Girsa down below in Oishei, Yitzhaka Omel Moshe, Vayispal Moshe El Hashem, Vatishko Esh. It doesn't say what Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal for or against or about, it just says that he davened. So therefore, Chazal felt that you can go and darshan the pasuk as if it said Al Hashem instead of El Hashem. Anyway, so what in fact was he Metiach Dvarim Kapi Malo? What did he say? Dr. Yomara, Terebiani Amri Mihochem. I have a raya from another pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke a little bit difficult to Hashem. It says in the pasuk V'di Zohav. What does it say V'di Zohav? That's the first pasuk in Sefer Devarim. Eila Devarim Shintima Moshe Al Kol Yisrael Be'evar Yarden, etc., etc. And it says V'chatzeres V'di Zohav. The woman's V'di Zohav. My V'di Zohav. Amid Dvei Rabbi Yana Kachal Moshe Rabbeinu Kodesh Baruch Rabbeinu Shalem Shul Kesu V'zohav Shishpat L'Hem Yisrael Ad She'omru Dai Hu Goram She'osu Esa Egel. You know why Klal Yisrael sinned with the Egel? Because you gave them all of this Kesu V'zohav, and it was just so much, they said it's shenyanuk, die, it's enough, and therefore it was disposable kesef hazav. Now they needed a project to use that kesef hazav for. Oh, egel, oh, this is a good thing, I have so much extra kesef hazav gesundheit, I don't even have storage space for so much of the kesef hazav, and therefore they gave it away. So again, this is a way that Moshe hitiach dvorim klapi mala, that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't blame Klal Yisrael of the Mas Egel, you are partially responsible for giving them so much kesef hazav. Amidei Rabbi Yanai, Einar, Sinan, the Gemara is going to give us two or three different misholim of this dizov, because you were mashpia, so much toiva that resulted in them sinning. So the Gemara gives a couple of examples. Look to you, Martin. If you give an ari, you give a lion to go and eat, a kupa, large box full of tevin, full of tevua, full of hay, full of straw, etc. So he'll eat it, but you know, now he's not going to go dance from simcha, because after all, it's just lousy straw and lousy hay. But you're talking about kubishal basa, oh, he gets roast beef, and he goes and gets a chweis lamb, and all other delicacies, and especially if it's cooked beautifully, and whatever, a nice presentation. So then the ari gets really roaring, the ari is noyem, and then he can go and cause all types of violence and damage. So the same thing, when you give someone too much, then it causes the person to sin. Similarly, Amar Boishia, Moshli Adam Shoisle Porak Khusha, person had as a scrawny cow, Ubalas Evorim, you could even see all of the bones because it was so scrawny and so skinny. The Hechila Kashin, and now all of a sudden he gives it a nice meal full of kashin, and that's a better quality food. As a result, now that Pora felt like a Gamsa Malka, Gamsa Melech, and started going and kicking against its owner. Amalos, the owner says, Mikarmloch, Shitahim of Etis, until now, you loved me, everything was great. Now, because I was mashpia, all this toiva, I gave you now the best food, the kashin, and all of a sudden now you're starting to go and revolt and kick me. Ela kashin shalchalticha, it's the kashin that I gave you that got you to go and raise your spirits and give you this brazen attitude. Omer b'chia bar'aba, Omer b'yoichan, Moshe b'yodam, Echad shehi lo ben, person who had a son, Hirchitzoi, who went and washed him, V'sachay, and he shmeared him, V'achim, and he gave him to eat, V'shkei, gave him to drink, V'tol kiss out zavore, and he went and put a wallet of money around his neck, he gave him a free credit card with unlimited credit, V'yishivoi al Pesach shul zaynis, and then he went and took him and placed him right on the front of the houses where Zoinis did their thing. Mayaso is eventually yechter. What do you expect is going to happen to this Ben? You've made him so attractive, and you've given him so much money and so much food and so much drink, and he feels like $1 million. So what do you think he's going to do? Chas v'shalom, he's going to go and sin. So that's the dizov. You gave them so much kesef dizov, then they uplifted their monetary spirit. until Chas V'Shalom they sinned. Zorak Yomar Amr Vacha Berei Darfuna Amr Avshesh Hanit Amr Inchi. That's why there's a Shprichvot. Shprichvot means as an expression. Mali Kreise Zoni Bishi. Mali Kreise means to fill up your stomach. Then the word Zani Bishi. What is the word Zani? If you look at the third of the wide lines, fourth of the wide lines of Rashi up above, Mali Kreise Zani Bishi Milui HaKeres, the filling up of a person's stomach, Hu Mimine Chatoim Haroim. That itself is a minor chait, if you will. By filling yourself up, then you feel all proud and great and grand and arrogant and pompous. Oh, shkoyach Reb Daniel. And therefore, as a result, chalila, the person is going to go and sin. Shneim, like it says in the pasuk, kimar isam by yizbo sova v'yorim libam al kein shichechuni, because of the fact by yizbo that they went and they satiated themselves, they satisfied themselves v'yorim libam. Now all of a sudden they feel elevated and uplifted and pompous, and that's why shichechuni. That's why they forgot the Rebbeinu Shlom.
When you say chalta b'savato v'rachta, you're supposed to have soveya. Mm-hmm. So on the one hand, soveya is a trigger for benching. And then we're saying
it's too much overdoing it. There's some people, I don't know if you've ever been to a chasana like that, but there are some chasas that first start off with a very grand smorgasbord, then there happens to be a meal of 8 courses, and then after a Viennese table, and people rush into the Viennese table as if they've been fasting for 3 days. How is that possible? Because there's some people that didn't learn this stuff. Hopefully once they learn this stuff, they'll realize that it's not such a good thing to overeat. You've never experienced it, right? Rav Nachman Amri Yochel. Rav Nachman says you have another pasuk. V'ram levavecha v'shechach tis Hashem alikecha. So therefore, you got to be careful. Don't eat too much, and then you won't be so proud and so pompous and so etc. So arrogant. Rabban Amri Miyocha. I have another pasuk. The ochav v'sova v'doshen ufana elalehim achirim. Because you ate, and now you had v'sova. So not only sviya that you satiate, v'doshen, and now you really fatten yourself up like a fattened cow. Ufana, now, oh, I don't need a Rebbeinu Shlom anymore. I have enough in my stomach to keep me going for the next month. Ufana lehim achirim. He goes to avodas zaras. V'yivayisim miyocha. I have another pasuk. V'yishman yishur and v'yivat. Because they got so fat and corpulent, v'yivat, they went and rebelled. They kicked. All of this is talking an explanation of what Moshe Rabbeinu said about the Diz Zohav, and explaining it in 3 or 4 different Misholim with different expressions and different psukim. But bottom line is that Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. Shenemet says, impossible. Kesev Eisei Lo. Zohav also Lebal. Because I gave them so much Kesev and Zohav. So what do they do with the extra? There was just so much of it, they already paved the streets with the Kesev Zov. What are they going to do with the extra Kesev Zov? Fortunately, they use the Zov for the Baal, meaning for Avodah Zarah.
Why so many examples of the same to prove the same point?
Mm-hmm. The art scroll refers you to 3 or 4 achronim that explain why you have all the different mishalim and all the different psukim. Unfortunately, I didn't look them all up, but he gives you the annotations, he gives you references. If you want, you can look up achronim explaining why you have this, explaining why this mushal and that mushal and the other mushal.
Each one has his reason to.
Yeah, presumably each one adds a different color, a different nekuda that the others don't.
It seems to be a very infantile argument, because the child is pointing, saying it's your fault and your fault.
Mm-hmm.
But the adult understands that he has responsibility for making decisions and
at the 120
he gets into and what he follows.
So after 120 is no question, we're not going to get off with all of these psukim and all these mishalim. We're not going to get scot-free. However, you can use them to try to mitigate the damage and say, Rebbeinu Shlom, I'm really going to do good, but you know, you put the Yetzirah, and you agree that you put the Yetzirah, so then hopefully we'll lower the temperature in Ganem, so it won't be 100 degrees, it'll be 98. I'm sorry?
It goes both ways, though, because if you don't have Yetzirah, you don't get the same schar for doing a mitzvah.
You see that? You always look at the positive side of things, too. Exactly. But ultimately, the message is very clear. Don't become too pompous as a result of becoming too fat, either by overeating or by accumulating so much wealth that you say, Rebbeinu Shlom, I don't need you. I'm going to be fine for the rest of my life. They know the famous story with Rothschild and the bank, I'm sure. No. Anyway, the Rothschild, as you know, in his time was the wealthiest person, just like Weiss, the Bloomberg, or whoever today, Gates. Anyway, so he said, Rebbeinu Shlom, you can go and kill me any way you want, but one thing is certain, I'm not going to die of hunger. Not going to die of hunger. Okay, that's what he said. It's impossible. He had $60 billion 200 years ago, whatever. Anyway, one Friday afternoon, he was counting all of his money in the vault, and the vault of his bank, unfortunately, locked. and he couldn't get out. And the vault door was, you know, 3 feet thick, and he tried to knock and scream, and boom, 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 and nobody heard anything. Anyway, so he was stuck there for the next few days. They sent out the police and the Interpol and the CIA and the FBI and the Mossad and everybody else to try to go and find him. They couldn't find him. They didn't realize he was locked inside his own vault. Anyway, they came back a few days later. They finally opened up the vault, probably after a week of closing the bank, whatever. They opened and they found Limbach. He had died from hunger. So you can have $60 billion and still die from hunger. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, world. Of the world, of every prat of the world. I think Mori is going to tell us about that shortly as well. But anyway, at this point, since we started talking about the Egel, the Gemara is going to talk a little bit further about the Egel, and then we're going to talk about the Meraglim, and it's going to be very interesting. Well, now you know. Go Google it, and you'll see it. Vayit Av Hashem Lech Reit. Vayit Amar Mai Lech Reit. Kishiches Amcha, Moshe Rabbeinu, go down because your nation has unfortunately sinned. Amr Blaz Amr Lekarish Baruch Moshe, Moshe Reid Megduloscha. I want you to go down now from your high appointment as the manhig, as the leader of Klai Yisrael. Kum Nesatil Chagduli. The only reason why I made you the leader in Lubishul Yisrael, because you had a nation called Klai Yisrael. The Asher Yisrael Chotu. But now the Klai Yisrael has sinned. I don't need them, and I don't need you. And that's why, that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Atalomali, do I need a leader of a non-existent nation? I intend, Chas V'Sholom, killing Yad Chai Yisrael, so therefore I don't need a leader to lead nobody. Yad Toshet Koichesh, Moshe Rabbeinu, unfortunately, got very weakened as a result. And he wasn't even able to open up his mouth to speak when he heard these words from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'kivin she'omar, but when the Kodesh Baruch Hu added to that, Heref me many vashmidem, let go of me, leave me alone, and I'm going to Chas V'Sholom destroy Klal Yisrael. Amar Moshe, why did he say to me, Heref me many? After all, I wasn't holding on to a jacket, so what's going on? Dovazeh toli bi, obviously if Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying to me, Heref me many, let go of me, stop bothering me, it means that I am the only one that I can do anything in this situation. And therefore, Miyad, Omad, V'nischazik, V'tuli, he started davening very, very strong, V'vikish Rachman, and he started asking Kodesh Baruch Hu for Rachmanis for Klai Yisrael. Moshe, L'melek Basav Adam, Shekoas al Benoi, he got very angry at his son, V'yemakeyu mak gedoy, and he gave him a patch of zetz, that he really felt it from here to Brooklyn. V'yehava Yoshev Lefanov, and a very close friend of the king was sitting there in front of the king. He wasn't going to open up his mouth. After all, he's the king. The king decides he wants to give petch to his son. I'm not going to get involved. So the melech says, if it wasn't for the fact that my friend Yankel is sitting here, not only would have punched you, I'd have killed you. Now when the Ohava hears that, he says, Dobe ze toli bi. Obviously, he reckons with my presence and my opinion. If that's the case, then he said, oh, Melech, if you talk as saying that I have a role to play over here, please, go and don't hit your son so hard. It's Chas V'Sholom, it's going to, he might get killed or whatever. So you see that that's the same type of thing over here. By the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Erev mi mani, Moshe said that means that I have a role to play. V'yata nichali, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shaginuk, stop davening, v'yichar api v'hem v'chalem, v'yesa oyscho le'goy gadol. I'm going to Chas V'Sholom destroy Klal Yisrael because of the Masa Egel, and I'm going to make you into a great nation. Umr bavo il moli mikra kosif, if it wasn't for this pasuk, yesh lo'imrei, we wouldn't be able to go and say it. What does that mean? The Lashon hanichali means, let go of me, stop holding on to me. Malami chetafsa Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ka'odim shu toifis l'chaveira v'bigdei, as if he's holding on to his sleeve, on to his arm, he's saying, You can't do this. I'm not going to let go of you at your timcho. So this lashon hanichali is, it gives you that mental image of someone holding on to kaviyach the Rabbeinu Shlom and saying, I'm not going to let go of you until you're meichel. The asa oyscha legoy gadol legoymez of tibor amr blaz amr meichel v'nichodesh baruch Rabbeinu Shlom. Ma kisa shel shalosh regalim eini yochalam lefanecha b'shas kascha kisa shel regal echad lach kama v'kama. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Ben, you know what? Let's forget about the Jewish people. I'm going to make you into the new nation, and we can kill out all the rest of them, and everything is going to start from you, from square one. So Moshe Ben said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael that is living until now, that's based on the Shalosh Regalim, meaning the three great Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the Avos Kedoshim. If they're not able to go and withstand your kas, unfortunately, when you get angry, that's the end of it. Kisra Galechad, if now the whole Klal Yisrael is going to be emanating from me, I'm only one regel, we don't have three legs, we only have one leg, Alas Kam Bakama, they're not going to be able to hold out. as a result, I'm going to have tremendous embarrassment from my avos, because achshav yomru re'u parnas shehemet aleihem. Look at this parnas, meaning the leader, the manik Moshe Rabbeinu that was appointed. When Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "You know what? I'm going to make you into goy gadol." Okay, that's a good settlement. That's a fair settlement, and that's fine. And I waive my rights with regard to everybody else. Can you imagine the avos gedoshim after I come up after 120? They're going to berate me and say, "Hey, Moshe, you're the one that was in charge of Klal Yisrael. We gave them into your hands to take care of." And then when the Kadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to destroy them, he said, "Okay, fine, we'll start a new Klal Yisrael for me. What did you do?" I'm going to have tremendous busha when they berate me at that point.
What's the kisa shel shalosh regalim? Kisa shel I don't understand the metaphor.
No,
the
kisa. Do you know shalosh regalim?
Shalosh regalim. But I understand. So we have a kisa. What's the kisa shel shalosh regalim? Kisa shel regal achad. How is Moshe be one regal and there's shalosh regalim? It's not
Klal Yisrael has the schus ovris. The schus ovris are
The shalosh regalim are the ovris.
Exactly, from Yitzhak Yaakov.
Okay.
If you're telling me that this kisei of the three legs of Avram Yitzhak Yaakov gets destroyed because you get angry,
it's a
metaphor,
a stool based on
the three
ovris.
Exactly.
A chair, thank
you. Exactly. Moshe Benu started being mespal. This is, of course, what we always lame on Tanis. The Gemara is going to have now four or five different interpretations of the word Vayichal. Pashup Shat, the word Vayichal is one of the lishoynis of Tefillah. To go and say to the Baruch Hu, we had in fact this Gemara a couple of days ago, the Gemara used the expression back on Lamed Amid Beis, where it said, Chad Amid Kedesha, Tischoylel Dati Olav. Rashi said Tischoylel and Tischoynein from Loshim Yitzchanan are basically the same. It's just a different Lashonis. So the word Vayichal means that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispal. You have a whole bunch of different Lashonis of Tefillah, like Tefillah and Rina and Bakosha and Hir Vayichal and other types of Lashonis. What's meant Ad Shehechaleu? Rashi Hiftzir Boy. Rashi is about a third of the narrow lines. Hiftzir Boy means until he urged him. Not, it wasn't just a davening, but he was like pushing the Kodesh Baruch Hu and exerting pressure to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Come on, you have to go and save them. You can't go and Chas V'Shalom kill Klal Yisrael. V'Rova Omar, another pshat in Vayichal, Ad Shehefer Loi Nidrei, that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to be made for the neder of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is making a shvuah Chas V'Shalom to kill them, and he's being made for it. How does Vayichal have to do with Hafara? Because Ksiv Hocha Vayichal, Ksiv Hocha Lo Yachel Devoroi, so the Yachel Devoroi means not to go Mimachal a Dibur, trying to undo a person's promise, a person's vow. Miyomamat, who ain't a Meichel Alvel Achir Moichel Mechal Loi. Person, when he speaks, he should make sure to go and keep his words. A person's word should be gold. So a person, when he makes a shvua, a vow, he shouldn't be mechalit, but others can be mechalit by going and being mefer if you go to a bezin to be matanet. So here too, Vayichal, Moshe Rabbeinu was being matanet of a Kodesh Baruch. That Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to be Moshe Nefesh Lemisa Shenema V'im Ayin Machenino Mesivcha Asher Kosofta. So what do you see over here? Machenino, you can go and destroy me, take me out of this whole equation. So he was Moshe Nefesh Ad Lemisa. The Lashon of Vayichal is that the Midas Rachman came on him. Who was Mintus? So Rashi says, that's an extra. So therefore, when the Pasuk is saying Vayichal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and put on Moshe Rabbeinu the Midas Rachamim, or Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to put on HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Midas Rachamim to go and have Rachmanis on the Jewish children, Yiddish kingdom. Rabban Nami, what you're doing now, that profanes your reputation. You're supposed to be the Kela Kodesh, a Melech Kodesh, and now it's Chulin. It's pasnish for you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, to do this type of thing. That's why it says, V'chal Moshe, V'nei Hashem, L'kav. Tanya Arab Lezer Godel Oimer, Lamisham Moshe Betfil of Nikonish Boko, Acha Chazosai Achilu. The word Vayichal is Lushan Achilu. What's Achilu? Achilu is a Lushan of some sort of sickness. In work says, My Achilu Amr Blazer, Eish Shel Atzamais, the fire in the bones. My Eish Shel Atzamais means fire in the bones. Amr Abaye, Ishta the Garmi. Eshta de Garmi is also fire in the bones, but in Aramaic. Apparently, Eshta de Garmi was well known in that time. A person who has a great fever, that was called Eshta de Garmi. And he's saying that's awesome. What we meant when we said Esh Shalat Shabbos. So as you can see, the Vayichal has numerous interpretations in the Gemara. One was that Achechleo, that he was Mafsir boy, he urged the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Another one that he was Mechal, his Shvua, his vow, his Mataneder. Another one that he was Moise Nefesh, Ad Lemisa. Another one, he says that it's Chul Nechos, Pasnish, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Achilu, that he got feverish from the amount of tefillah he was so being misspelled so much until he developed a high fever in his boat. Fight says Vait in the Pasik Zachor Avram Yitzchak Yisrael Avadecha Shishbat Lehem Boch Pray to Imor Amai Boch. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember the Avos HaKadoshim that you swore Boch. What says Boch my Boch? Amr Blaza Amr Moshe of Nikadosh Baruch Hu Boi Nishlelem Imoli Nishbat Lehem Vashemayim V'aretz Hayisi Oymi Kishem Shemayim V'aretz B'teilem Kashu V'ascha B'teilem. In other words, you make a Shavua. When you make a Shavua, you do it in a Kitas Chefet, meaning you go and take something in hand, just like in the good old days, you go and put your hand on top of the Bible and you swear on the Bible. So here, you go and swear in something or with something. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you could have sworn B'Shemayim V'aretz on the heavens and on the earth. But if you would have done that, I could go and easily go and be mevatel yeshvur. How can I mevatel yeshvur? Because shemayim v'aretz b'teilim. Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you want to, you snap your fingers. No shemayim, no aretz. Kach v'ascha b'teilim. However, after nishbatel lehem b'shimcha hagadol, because you are nishbatel lehem boch in you, says another passing in the Torah. Be nishbati, no Hashem alekim. Be nishbati. Kodesh Baruch Hu swears in himself. B'shimcha hagadol chay v'kaim li'olim olmi alam. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to live forever and ever and ever, and therefore your Shavuah also remains forever. And what Shavuah did you make? You made a Shavuah to the Avos HaKadoshim that there's going to be a Jewish people, and there's going to be a Jewish land, there's going to be an Eretz Yisrael, etc. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, you cannot leave that Shavuah behind. Just like you live forever, that Shavuah lives forever. See, more is bothered by this lotion. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is addressing Rabbeinu Shlom, and he says, "Vatadaber aleim." You said to them, meaning to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, "Arbe zarachem koich v'yashemayim," that you're going to go and be marbe their zera. They're going to be millions of Jewish children. The land that you promised to give to Klal Yisrael, or to give to the others. Why do you say Amartij? Well, you should say Amarta. Yeah. What you have to do is you have to split up the pasuk into two segments. You have to go to Vidaber Leim, you promised Arba Zarachim Kerkech Veyashemoyim. Period. Now, Nushtiku. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is responding. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, Moshe Rabbeinu, Salachti Kedvarecha, I've now agreed to what you have asked me. I'm going to save Klal Yisrael, and I'm going to save Klal Yisrael. But I'm going to go and give them the land of Eretz Yisrael as well. So that's the Chol Oretz Hazoi Shishamar. Kodesh Baruch Hu is now speaking in response to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. So Ad Kan Devi Talmud, Mikan Ve'Eilech Devi Rav. Shmuel Baruch Meni Omer, Eilu Ve'Eilu Devi Talmud. Both of them, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, which is the Poshe Pshan, the Posse. El Kach Omer Moshe Rabbeinu Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, Devorim Shemar Te Li, Lech and Mor Lehem Li Yisrael, Bishmi halachti b'marta lehem b'shimcha achshav ma'ani oimer lehem. In other words, that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Latadaber aleim, you told me and you told them to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov arba zarachim kach v'yashemoyim, and you also said to Kodesh Baruch Hu about the Eretz Hazois." So now Moshe Rabbeinu is reporting back, "Kodesh Baruch Hu, you made me your shliach. You told me go and tell Klal Yisrael X, Y, and Z, and then Ek Asher Ek, and I'm going to go and take you out of Mitzrayim, and I'm going to make you into a Jewish nation. I'm going to go and give you the Eretz Israel." So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, "Kol Eretz Hazois Asher Amarti, that I, Moshe Rabbeinu, said to Klal Yisrael in your name as your Shliach Naman." What's going to happen now? They're all going to say that this was fake news, that this wasn't true, that he's an imposter, it's a fraud. So we can't allow that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. what are the other nations going to go and say? Other nations going to say, "Mibilti Yecholas Hashem," that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't have the power to go and take them out. What's the pasuk in Bamidbar? "Mibilti Yecholas Hashem lahavi yisam azel la'aretz shenishba lehem vayishchatem Bamidbar." This is no longer by the Masa Egel. This is now about the Masa Meraglim. But he's saying, "Mibilti," people are going to go and say, the Umos Ha'olim are going to go and say, "Mibilti Yecholas Hashem." Hashem didn't have the power and the wherewithal to go and bring this nation into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara built Yecholas Hashem, Yochel Hashem miboyle. Afterward, the Yecholas sounds like a lashon nekeva. It should say miboyle Yochel. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yochel Nisht. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't. Reb Luzer Amar Moshe Bnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Rabbi Yisrael Achshav Yom Umas Ha'olam Toshech Koicha Kenekeva. Kadosh Baruch Hu one time was the ultimate, eternal, omnipotent authority, but now unfortunately he's become weakened like an akeva. That's the lashon Yecholas. When Yochel Hatzel, he can't save them anymore. Rabbi Yisrael is very too old. Hachinishka Koich. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Valikvar Ro Nisim. Well, that's ridiculous what you're saying. Look at the wonders and the miracles that they saw that I made on the Yam, this week's parasha, the Shira, the Kriyas Yamsev. Of course they know I am all powerful. They still have a Tana. They can say, you're talking about one para, one king. No, one king. The reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu yishchatem Bamidbar is because he realized he didn't have the koyach to go and fight against 31 kings, and that's why. So that will be the Tana. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu, your taina is a good taina? I'm salech to Klal Yisrael kidvarecha because of your words. Meaning what you said, those are words that have a lot of logic and reason to them. Tony Devei Rebbe Shmuel, kidvarecha, asin kidvarecha, just like you said, asin umas oilam lemekin. You're 100% right. If I, Chas V'Sholem, would have killed out Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, they would not have attributed this to Meraglim, they wouldn't have attributed it to Misloinenim, they wouldn't have attributed it to Egel. They would have said, because we are 31 kings, we are invincible. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu was afraid to fight against us. That's why, Kidvarecha, I agree. Ashrei Talmud, how praiseworthy, how meritorious is the Talmud, Rabbi Moidulai, that the Rebbe says, you know what, I agree, I acknowledge, I concede, you have a very good point. Vilam chai ani. Amravam Rabbitzak Malamish Malakash Borch Moshe Moshe Hakisani Bidvarecha. Chai ani, you've given me new life with your words. Meaning, says the last Rashi, Hakisani Bifneha Umais, that if the Umas Oilam were to have any tainus, and they would say, oh, you see, 31 nations, Kadosh Baruch Hu couldn't fight against us, by giving me these explanations and this reasoning, says Kadosh Baruch Hu, I now know what I have to do. I have to, in fact, let Klal Yisrael continue to live and to survive and to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael and fight against those nations. When a person gedavins, first he should go and say the divrei shvach, and that's why we say the first three brachas in Shemoneh Esrei first, extolling all the virtues and qualities of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and only after that yispal, then we go and ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for all of our bakoshes. Me know me Moshe, tachsit. I want to go and now fashion my tefillah, my tchina before Hashem. Uksiv. So what did I say to Hashem? Before I asked my bakasha, I said, Hashem lekim, you showed me your greatness, your mighty hand. No one else in the heavens and the earth that can even get close to your grace and masim. To your gvura, to your mightiness, to your might. Uksiv Basrei, after Moshe Rabbeinu said, Alanga Langa Posik, going and extolling all the virtues and qualities of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Meshabeachim, he said, oh, by the way, now I have my Bakasha. Ebernovi Eretz Eretz Atoiva, Eshav Eva Yard, and I want to go over to Eretz Yisrael. So you see, you got to start off with the Divrei Shvach first, the first three brachas, and then you can use as an introduction for your bakoshes. Simon, Masim, Tzedaka, Korobin, Koyim, Tanis, Manuel, and Barth. What are those? Those are all seven memories that we're going to see in the name of Reb Losef. Dr. Reb Losef, the first one is Masim, Reb Losef. Gedoyle Tfila Yoisim, Masim, Toivim. A person can be a great askin and do wonderful Masim, Toivim, Mitzvahs, and Masim, Toivim, but Tfila is still greater than that. Sheinuch, Gedoyle, Masim, Toivim, Yisim, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did the ultimate Masim, Toivim, in leading Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and out of Mitzrayim, in the Midbar, etc. Nobody greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Became the Nen Elibit Tfila, Shinim, Al Toivim, Dabri Elai, Oy Bedover Azeh, Samach Lei, Alei, Roish HaPiska. So therefore we see that Moshe Rabbeinu had so many schusim. Nevertheless, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know why Ale Roish HaPiska? and go and take a look into Eretz Yisrael because of prayer, because of davening. So we see from this how important it is to daven. That's the first Rebbe Lozer. Second Rebbe Lozer is G'doy L'tanis Yishman et Tzedakah. Fasting is even greater than giving Tzedakah. My time is Zebeguf is Zebeminai. Because when you go and give Tzedakah, that means you go right out a check, you take cash and give the money. It's very nice. But Tanis Zebegufa, you are going and paining yourself physically. The Gemara said earlier, Agra Tamisa Tzedakah, right? Is that what you're going to ask?
No, I was going to say, we have in Shema, there are people who value their money more than life, people value their life more than their money. Mm-hmm. So this is not a universal.
It's not absolute.
Maybe Rabbi Lozer is telling us this is a way the person should lead his life. He should lead his life realizing that his guf is more important than your money.
And his tanis therefore will be more valuable than this tzedakah.
Exactly right. In fact, I thought what you're going to ask is, Imor said earlier on in Masechta, Agra the Tanis et Tzedakah, the major reason you get schar for a Tanis is the Tzedakah that you give.
Right.
So you see that Tzedakah is greater than the Tanis. Yeah. So, and the answer is, like you were just saying, there are those people that, for them, when the hold-up guy comes with a gun and says, your money or life, you start thinking, let me think about it, I'm not sure yet, maybe my money may be life, which one?
Penny,
am I b'chol avav chagai or b'chol nafshach chagai, you know?
So, b'chol
medech chagai, exactly, he doesn't get there, because the guy says, I don't have any time for you, and he starts, yeah. Anyway, so the point is, they said about, there was a big oisha, that a gangster came to him and said, your money or life? And then he had a wad of $100 bills, and he started counting them. One, and two, and it's a true story. So he said, why are you counting them? He says, I have to know what my business loss is, because I want to take it as a deduction. I can't just give you the money. I have to know how much I'm losing by giving the money to you. Anyway, I don't know whether he shot him or didn't shoot him, but that's what it said in the papers. Anyway, the Umar Beluza. The toilet tefillah yoisim and akabanis. Tefillah is even greater than giving a carbon. Shenema lam li rois of chaychem amr Hashem uksiv farischem kapechem. This is at the beginning of Yeshaya, and we lean it as part of the. I'm sorry, Shabbos Chazayin exactly in the haftarah. Thank you. So if you look, in fact, in Oisis Beis and Gimel, lam li rois of chaychem lam li rois chaychem. No. Yeah, done it. Unfortunately, with an eichen again, right? Shabbos Chazayin. So lam li rois of chaychem yamr Hashem. That's one pasuk, and the next pasuk of farischem kapechem. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, number one, I don't need your kabbanis. Keep your kabbanis for yourselves. And even if you want to go and daven before me, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then Ishameh, I'm not listening to your tefillahs. So by the fact that we follow the first pasuk of kabbanis with the pasuk of tefillah, comes to tell you, Kodesh Baruch Hu already said, why does he follow up? He meant to say, number one, I don't listen, I'm not interested in your kabbalas. And number two, if you're going to tell me, okay, I have my backup plan, I'm going to go and daven, I'm not interested in you davening either. So you see that davening is your next, even greater than the kabbalas. Could you both not accept my kabbalas? Okay, I'll daven now. No, don't forget about it. If you have a coin that Chas Hashem killed somebody, then he's not allowed to be noisy kapayim. He's not allowed to go and do him because yedeichem dom maleil. This has very, very strong practical halacha. Even bezmar hazeh. I'm sorry. Rabbi Harry Cohen, Zichron Lebracha, always used to talk about this. He talked about that Rabbi Yosef had a tshuva about whether someone in the army who unfortunately had to kill because he's an army man, whether he's allowed to go and duchen or not. So this is I looked it up a little bit yesterday. This is not an easy sugya. In fact, there's a machloikis between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Mechaber says that if a kohen chas v'shalom killed someone, even if it's b'shoigeg, and even if he did tshuva, sit helz gunish, he cannot be noisa kapayin forever. The Ramah says, no, if he did tshuva, then we will allow him to, if it's a real emistic, a sincere tshuva, we will allow him to go and go and duchen. That's why, but it's much more chomer, and that's why Rabbi Cohen probably is quoted the Rabbi Avad Yosef on this issue.
I Pinchas killed Zimri.
So maybe Taka didn't duchen after that. I don't know, doesn't say
that. He became kohen afterwards.
No, he definitely did not kohen. He was a bishy shalom. Normally, you shouldn't
have that way. So, here's what we kill an Arab. By the way,
Parshat is in halacha, the most poskim hold that only refers to killing a Jew, not if you go and kill a goy. But even by killing a goy, it's not if you kill the goy, stop, because, goy, let me go and shoot him, then everybody would agree that you cannot be noisy kapayim. If you killed a goy in war, for instance, self defense, anything like that, that wouldn't be a problem. Self defense, even if you're a goy, I'm sorry? So there's a lot of chuvas about what happens if a kohen tilts someone in a tunat drachim in a traffic accident by accident. I didn't mean to. So that's also a big shaila whether or not that kohen. The Sfardim are more machmer than the Ashkenazim and something like that. Anyway, I don't see any kahanim in the audience, so it's not negiah to all of us. But just in case something like this happens, it is a major issue whether a kohen that killed even b'shoigeg, whether he can be noisa kavayim, even if he does tshuva, etc.
What's the connection to the previous gemara? Now this is Rabbi. Earlier was Rabbi Elazar. Now is Rabbi Yochanan. And it's Kohen Shargas HaNefesh. What's the thread?
The thread is because the previous Pasuk, Ilfarischem Kapechem, Farischem Kapechem, brings up in a person's mind, picking up your Kapayim, the Sias Kapayim. So even though the Farischem Kapechem here literally is referring to davening. However, it can be understood more broadly as referring to duchening, to go and lifting up your hands and benching Klai Yisrael.
Calling Pater from the army.
Halakhically, are they part of the army?
No, are they not supposed to be in the army? In other words,
in Halakha it says that if you are fighting an army against your will and you go and kill goyim, it's not a problem. The question is, if you kill Jew,
not only Yisrael who counted under 20 years old and more. They were not included in the count.
What about a modern day army? Anyway, another reason is because this pasuk that the Gemara brings now, Shinema Yodechem Domu Maleu, that's the end of this pasuk of Farischem Kapechem. If you look at Ois Gimel, Farischem Kapechem Ale Eina Mikam, and then it says at the end, Yodechem Domu Maleu.
Thank you.
Yodechem, your hands, which are normally outstretched to bench Klai Yisrael, in this case they are full of dam, and therefore you cannot go and bench Klai Yisrael. That's from Yochanan, from those extra words, Kokoin Shar Kanevi, Lisa Kavu Shinema, Yodechem Domu Maleu. Biyam Rav Luzer, Biyam Shkol Beis HaMidish and Ale Shari Tfilah. Since the time that Bismidjah is Chorev, the Shari Tfilah unfortunately are closed. Shnemar, Gamki Ezak Vashaveya, Sosam Tfilosi. Even if I go and scream out and cry out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, my Tfilah is as if it's verstopped, as if it's blocked, it's clogged. Even though the Shari Tfilah Takav, Shari Dimah Loinimalu, don't forget my tears. That's why for davens with tears, it even makes a greater roshim than the Tfilah. Rabbi that goes to Tanis and Yom and the Eva, Rabbi would not be going to Tanis on a cloudy day. Shem Shem says the pasuk Sakoisa be on Allah the Avor Tfilah. That if it's Sakoisa, if it's cloudy, so that's like a schach of the clouds that are blocking the heavens, but on Allah with clouds, the Avor Tfilah doesn't allow the Tfilah to go through. So therefore, about it on a daily basis, you have to go and daven because that's a mitzvah to daven. But to go and make a special going to Tanis, he waited for a clear day and not for a cloudy day because of that pasuk. And that's related to the Gemara before, Minalu Shari Tfilah. V'yomer Ablosim. V'yom Shechor Beis HaMikdash Nifsecha Chimas Basel Ben Yisrael Avinu Sheshmai. From the day of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, there's unfortunately been a Machitzas HaBarzel between
an iron curtain
and iron curtain. Yeah. So in fact, it's interesting that you raise that because they say the iron curtain was originally a term that was coined by Churchill. Churchill was the one that established the word iron curtain. He coined the term. And then my father, Zichrono Livracha, wrote an article, wrote a
letter to
the editor, which was originally published in the New York Times, and then it was published throughout the world. In London, it was published by London, whatever. The
Jewish
Chronicle. The Goyish paper. The Times of London. And in fact, it was even published in Germany, in a German, and they all called, is that really true? Is there an iron curtain? So my father said, it's Chag Gemara that says that there's a Chaim Sebazel, that there is an iron curtain between Yisrael and Vinish Shemaim. So this was not coined by Churchill, this was coined by Reb Lozer and by Chazal. So, what's the Imogam Belozer? Yom Shechor Beis HaMikdash Nifsekah Chaim Sebazel in Yisrael and Vinish Shemaim, Shnema Vi'at Kachlecha Machvas Barzel, Nesat Oysa Kir Barzel, Bein Cho Uveina Ir, make such a Kir Barzel. So, what this pasuk is telling us is that unfortunately we're trying to get closer to Hashem, but Hashem has put up a partition made out of iron between him and between us, so that it's very, very difficult to even get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this we've ended all of the seven things: Mas and Tzedakah, Korban, Koyin, Tanis, Minol, and Barzel, all members of Reb Luzer. So what do you want to write? Omreb Chunin, Omreb Chanina, Kolamarach B'Tfilosei, In Tfilosei Chizeres Reikam. If a person marach B'Tfilah, the Tfilah makes a roshim. Minol Moshe Rabbeinu Shenema, Mispal Hashem, Uksib Asrei, Yishma Elai, Gam B'Pam Ahi. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispal. Now, the Gemara doesn't tell us how do I know that it was Marach Betfila, but we're leaving out the key words. The key words are that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispal for 40 days and 40 nights. Anoichi Amadati Bahar. It's always test down below. Anoichi Amadati Bahar by Yom Rishonim, Kai Yom Rishonim, Aboim Yom Abom Laila. Because Baruch Hu listened to me at this time of year. So this is the longest recorded tefillah, a tefillah that took 40 days and 40 nights. So if a person is marked with tefillah, ain't tefillah so it's a chazer is reka. Zorok to Maravait, Eini, Bo Omer Bchiyo, Barab, Omer Bchiyo, Kala Marach Betfilah, Say, Hu Ma'ayin Bo, So Yiv Bo Lidei Koyev Leith. The person is marked with tefillah. And then he's Ma'ayin Bo. What's the Lashon of Ma'ayin Bo? Rashi says over here, you see the third or fourth of the narrow lines of Rashi. Mitzape shetiyosa bakashosai ayidei harachosai. He says to himself, boy, this is the longest fellow. He's going to try to beat Moshe Rabbeinu and make it 41 days. You know, the Altus Kelana Rebbe, they're not the one that just passed away. His father, the one that passed away with grace at Tzadik, but his father was at Tzadik Yisrael Olam. On a regular basis, his Kriya Shema at night by Marif sometimes could take a half an hour from Shema Yisrael until Emes. So people had to have a lot of patience. He had a lot of Sforim with them, waiting until he would be finished Kriya Shema, all the Mispalim, because they had a small minion, because most people didn't have the patience for him. Just like the 2 or 3 hours they waited for Shmuel HaKotten to get to Lama Shinim. Anyway, so there was one time one guy wanted to be a little bit
humorous.
Not humorous. He wanted to be a little nasty. He wanted to
cynical.
Cynical. Oh, so what did he do? So he waited till the Rebbe said Emes, and then 10 seconds later he said Hashem Lekechem Emes to go and show that. He can go even longer than the Rebbe. So he wanted to be. He wanted to make a joke out of the whole thing. So people kind of were a little bit nasty. But anyway, beginning back to what does this have to do with us? The Gemara is saying he is called Marach B'Tefilah. The person is Marach B'Tefilah, and Rashi says Mitzapeh Shetiyosa Bakashosay De'Arachosay. As a result of doing such a long tefillah, I know Hashem is going to listen because I'm going to be in the Ripley world record that the longest tefillah Moshe Rabbeinu did for 40 days, I'm going to do for 40 and a half days, and I'm going to beat Moshe Rabbeinu. I know for sure Hashem is certainly going to listen to me. So says Rashi, Soif She'ena Nasis, it's not going to work. V'nimtis Teichelis M'Moshocha Chinam. This hopeful expectation is just going to go for naught. V'hikev Leiv, this is going to just give him a heartburn. Here he is waiting and he's so sure and so confident, and then boom, nothing happens. He's going to have terrible disappointment. So getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara says a person and he has these hopeful expectations and he's sure and he's certain that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to listen to him. So he's just going to have heartache. So what should a person do if he's been Marach B'Tefillah and it hasn't worked and he was so sure and so confident? He has a Matayra. If the Tefillah didn't help, he should go and learn. As a result of your Eitz Chaim, what's Eitz Chaim mean? Eitz Chaim Elatayra. Shneem Eitz Chaim Lemachzikim Ba, the type of Ba, then your yearnings, your desires will meet fruition. Aha. So what do I see from this? Here we said, Marach Betfilah is a good Tezach. Eitz Tfilos is Chazeres Reikam. And then you're telling me that if you're Marach Betfilah Ma'ayin Ba, then you get a cave life. How do the two work together? It's more like Kasha. The Marach Ma'ayin Ba, the Marach Le'Ma'ayin Ba. Remember, listen, the seeds of the answer already in the Kasha itself. Because when Rav Chanan, Rav Chanan said, Kol Marach Betfilah, so you just Marach Betfilah. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, he asked from Rabbi Yochanan Kol Marach Betfilah, say, oh, Ma'ayin Ba, oh, Ma'ayin Ba. Like Rashi explained, that the person was so certain and so confident that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to listen to your tefillah. Who says? You're not a Moshe Rabbeinu, you're a Shashnuk. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to listen to you. Who says? So therefore, if you're Marach Ma'ayin Ba, then you're going to come out with Kev Leif. If you're Marach and you don't put any money on it, then you say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, do what you ever have to do. I'm just going to be Mispal. Eventually, Kodesh Baruch Hu will make a Roishim and Ein Tefillah Sechazeres Rekam. By the way, this Iyun Tefillah is a bad Iyun Tefillah. However, in the morning we say Iyun Tefillah as one of the things, Dvarim Shem Mashiach, Pei Vekurim, etc., etc., and then we say Iyun Tefillah, and Chasas Orchem, etc. So that Iyun Tefillah is a good Iyun Tefillah, and the Tosis talks about that over here. If you look at it, yeah. Second Tosis, Peter Shemetzapa Shetobi Bakashosai, Lefisha Kiven Betfilosai. in his kavanas, he was sure and confident that his baruch, you know, we're good friends. You know, I'm asking you. I'm going to go through the rote of asking you for the next 40 days, and you're going to listen, right? Right? And baruch, you can listen to me. You see, his mash in tefillah is not a good thing. However, in other places we say that. Skipping the Kamar Odom Oich Perizem Boil Mazet, the Gosh of Eon Tefillah. Alma Yusi, so I say this, you ought to go to me. So therefore, the two different types of Eon Tefillah. Yeshloim, look at the end of the choices. Yeshloim, the trait Eon Tefillah, Yesh Eon Tefillah, to Hocham Betzapish, to Tavah Bakashosoi. Then the Eon Tefillah, the Hosim Shemachavan Esleem the Tefillah. The Eon Tefillah, when there means he puts all of his.
The first one?
Here that he's Betzapa. A person who davened and he goes afterwards, he says, I am so confident. When I davened today, boy, I've never davened like this before. Hashem will certainly grant me everything. Unfortunately, in those cases, often he'll get ke'ev leif. However, if a person
Shabbos there, which is worse, I think.
Yes,
it was. If I remember rightly, it's $60,000. No, and also Moshe, you know, the Shemayim, those are one of the three that it's a terrible thing that he does. It's not only.
Okay, so, but the point is, it's not a good thing to be so overly confident. You have to daven lishma, not shaloi lishma, lishma that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I put my life in your hands. You do what you got to do, and I'm mispal. Please do the best. And if a person is overly confident and says, "Oh, I have nothing to worry about," then he may come out with a lot of ke'ev lev. Omer Reb Chama, the first of the wide lines at the end. If a person saw he davened and the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't listen, he asked me to spell daven again. And daven once again. Tefillah never goes bad. Keep on davening. Four things require chizik. What means it require chizik? So Rashi says she is chazik odem behen tamid bechol koichai. Four things that a person can never let up his koiches. He has to constantly reinvigorate himself and re-strengthen himself again and again.
Looks like everything. It covers all the bases.
It does. It
covers everything.
Everything. When you're learning Torah, don't rely on, oh, Baruch Hashem, I was Messiah Shas, now I can take it easy. Oh, no. You got to go again with full strength. Masim Toivim, when you're doing the mitzvahs, Masim Toivim. Tzvila, when you're davening, you always have to mechazik your davening. And finally, Derech Eretz. Here the Derech Eretz is referring to business, all different types of business. You got to put in your that fourth one. Everybody understands that even though I made $1 million yesterday, I got to go and struggle again. Nothing comes for free. You got to put in your efforts. The first three also, you have to put in lots of effort. Turn to Masan. Tell me nine. How do I know? It says the Boshu Nemar Rak Chazak Yematz Moed Lishmar Las Gchol Atoyra Chazak the Toyra Yematz Masan Toyim. That's the double lashon Chazak Yematz. One in Toyra and the other in Masan Toyim. Tefillah minayin, how do you know you have to mischazik your tefillah? Shinema, kavod Hashem, chazak yam sebech, vekavod Hashem, a second time. Derech Eretz minayin, shinema, chazak v'nischazik, ve'ad amenu. So if you look at Rashi about the Derech Eretz, it's Rashi, Derech Eretz in the middle, im uman hu limnosi, if you happen to be a professional, a craftsman, in whatever your profession is. Im soicher hu, it's chayros, if you're a soicher, you buy, you sell, you're a businessman in your business. Im yishmul chamahu, if you're a person who's a soldier, you're in the military, the milchamta, whatever your profession happens to be, whatever your craft is, whatever your business is, whatever you do, you have to be mechazik every day. You can't go and sit on your laurels and rely on what happened yesterday. Every day, na yechazik. By the way, it says chazik. It's interesting, as you know, at the end of each one of the five Chumshah Chumshah Torah, whenever we finish it off, we always sing together Chazak Chazak v'nis Chazak. So what's the makor for that Chazak Chazak v'nis Chazak? So the Mate Moshe, which is a Sefer Psak, it's not a Sefer Drush, says that the makor is we want to thank Moshe Rabbeinu for giving us the Torah and staying upstairs in Shemayim Avav Yom Avav Laila Lech Miyachalti My Moshe Sisi. We thank Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does Chazak Chazak have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu? The word Chazak Ches Zayin Kuf is Begematria. Ches is roughly 8, Zion is 7, 7 and 8 is 15, and then Kuf is 100, 100 plus 15, it comes out to roughly 115. Now that's if you have one time Chazak. What happens if you have Chazak three times? What's three times 115?
345.
What's the Gematria of Moshe? Mem Shin Hey. Mem is 40, Shin is 300, Hey is 5, 345, like Mendy just told us. So three times Chazak is Moshe. Says the Matir Moshe, you're supposed to say chazak, chazak, chazak. Aye, we say chazak, chazak, v'nischazek, because of this pasuk, chazak, v'nischazek. We know this pasuk, so therefore, the chazak, chazak has gotten a little bit
transformed.
I heard the Rishim, the Rav, that means Rabbi Soloveitchik, that in fact, he said chazak, 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 he didn't say v'nischazek, and I can go and say, Havnan Chaim L'Chaim, my own Rebbe, Rabbi Rottenberg, in Muncie, he says, at all four, chazak, 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 v'nis chazek, to mekayim both the Matir Moshe and also the minig that chazak v'nis chazek v'adameinu. It comes from this pasuk chazak v'nis chazek that it kind of got transformed from the original three times chazak. And then I told it to Rabbi Bixi. He told me that he thinks that his grandfather Rabbi Moshe Big Zatzal also did the same thing, chazak, 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 v'nis chazek, to mekayim both. Okay, v'atoy b'tzion azani Hashem, Hashem shechechoni. The word azuva and the word shikcha lechoyra are synonyms. So what is this? The term is tziyon. Azuvani Hashem, Hashem has left me. Hashem shachoni and Hakadosh Baruch Hu forgot about me. Haynu azuva, haynu shchucha. Omer is lachish, omer kness Yisrael, for the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael. Odom noisi isha al ishtay. What happens? Ishtay rishayin. What happens if a person marries a second wife after his first wife? Either at the time that you're allowed to marry multiple wives, or we're talking about the divorced, or chas v'shalom, the first wife died, and now he marries a second wife. Zoyche maser rishayna. He still remembers his original wife that he had originally. But after you could shboruch as aftoni v'shechatoni, you've left us and you've forgotten about us, and therefore it's as if you don't remember us at all. Om l'kodesh baruch. The kodesh baruch said now, back in response to Tzion. And what the Gemara is going to say now is mamish nisht segoy. Says the Gemara, Miti, my daughter, Tzion, Yud Beis Mazolus Baros Berakia. There are 12 constellations up there in the Shemayim. Vel kol mazol mazol, every one of the constellations, Barosi loy shloishim chayil. I created 30. Rashi says chayil means here Roshi Geises, like 30 commanders. Vel kol chayil v'chayil, on top of each one of his commanders, Barosi loy shloishim ligyon. And the Gemara is going to use now a whole bunch of terms which even Rashi doesn't define. Rashi says that these are differing levels of authority, for instance, in the military. Like we would have today, you have generals, and you have lieutenants, and you have colonels, and all these. So that's the same type of thing over here. So in each one of these mazels, I created, let's say, 30 commanders. And then each one of the commanders, Barasilai Shloshim Ligyon, on top of them, 30 colonels. V'yal Koligav Yigan, Barasilai Shloshim Riatoin, I made 30 Yechvais lieutenants. V'yal Koriyat Yigan, Barasilai Shloishim Karton, 30 generals. They'll call Karton the Karton, Barasilai Shloishim Gistra, Ichwais, a multi star, the 5-star generals. They'll call Gistra Iskra, Talisi, Boy, Sholish, Meus, Vishishim, Vechamisha, 365, Alfe, thousands, Reboy, tens of thousands. In other words, multiply thousands times tens of thousands, that gets ready instead of millions. 365, we're talking about millions and billions of Kechavim, of stars up in the Shemayim. Kenegi Yosem Chama, that's the 365. In fact, the days of the year. So look at all these things that are created. Rabbi, you know why I created all of these millions and billions of stars and constellations and the commanders and the lieutenants and the colonels, all of this upstairs in Shemayim? Because of you, Klal Yisrael. And you're telling me, how can I possibly forget you? Every time I look at just one star out of these millions of stars, I remember you, Klal Yisrael. I can never forget Klal Yisrael.
What benefit we have from all these stars?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what benefit. When we certainly get a certain amount of light at night, I don't know. This is only Asik bin Astaris, what benefit we get. But the point is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, everything that you see in this world, these are just supporting actors. Because the real actors in this world, it's all Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael, they're in charge of everything. And so therefore, when the anti-Semites accuse us of being in charge, they happen to be right. The world is ours. We're the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for the world, for the heavens. We control the world. It's in our hands to do our tefillahs and our ma'asim and tovim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us. Hasishkach isha ula omekadosh baruch hu klum eshkach oilas elim upitchach rachmim shekraft ali lefani b'midbar. Hasishkach isha ula, can a woman forget ula, what she is carrying? In other words, her baby. Can a woman forget her own baby? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, not the word ula, but the word oila. Klum eshkach oilas elim, can I forget ula's oilas that you brought for me? Upitchach rachmim shekraft lefani b'midbar. All those kabbalas that you were makra for me, and the good early days, schartiloch. Those early days, can I possibly forget those days? If that's the case, that you don't forget anything because of all these millions and billions of stars and all the rest, you don't forget anything. So maybe you're not going to forget the Masa Egel. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I forgot. Now, what's the Gam Eile Tishkachna? Because by the Egel, they pointed to the Egel and said, Eile. That Gam Eile, the Masa Egel Tishkachna, that I will forget. If there are certain things that are exceptions to the rule that you forget, maybe you forget the Nas of the Nishma that we said at Masa Sinai. That I'm never going to forget. It says in the Pasuk both of these together. That the Eile says Kadosh Baruch Hu Masa Egel, that I will forget. The Eile Lehech Yisrael. That you accepted on us, that I will never forget. Okay, so now we finish all of this. So we go back to the Mishnah, and it says in the Mishnah that Chassidim showed him that they were show Yeshua Achas lefnei hatfilah. Merely, where did they take this from? Says the Gemara, even before your tefillah, you should be sitting in the base medrash or the base of Knesset, preparing yourself. That's the Ashrei meritorious and praiseworthy of those that sit there in the basic classes, waiting to die. Not only before the tefillah, but also after the tefillah. Person shouldn't, right after the tefillah, said, okay, I gotta run, and out the door. You should also wait after the tefillah. This pasuk is also said when someone has to use a shul as a kapandria. He has to, yeah, exactly. So it says a kapandria means what happens if the person wants to use a shortcut. You're not supposed to use a shul or besmedish for a shortcut. So what happens if a person went into the shul with one door and then he has to go somewhere else and no, I have to leave. I thought I'd see my friend here. In other words, you don't want to use it as just a
byway.
A byway. So what do you do? You're supposed to at least sit down for 10 seconds and say this pasuk. So therefore you have an hour before and you have an hour after. It's Tana Rabbanan, Chassidim Rishonim, Hayishoyin Shor Achas, Mispalin Shor Achas, V'Chayz Rishoyin Shor Achas. Therefore, every Tvila was a 3-hour Geshecht. From the Achas Rishoyin, Teish Rishoyis, V'Yoyin, V'Tvila, if they're going to be busy davening for 9 hours, 3 times, Shachas Mincha Marav, each time 3 hours, 9 hours, Terosan Heich Mishtameres, Umalachtan Heich Nasis, then how are they going to learn and how are they going to do Malacha? 9 hours. But Tash Chassidim, because they are so righteous, Terosan Mishtameres, sends a special bracha to go and take of these choshev atayr yid. Anyway, what do we see? That each one of the tefillahs took 3 hours sholei shoyis. This is a taitra, I think, from the Heidegger Rishna, that we say one of the hoshanas, and one says hoshana sholei shoyis hoshana means these 3 hours of the tefillah. That when people are davening, that's the 3 hours, the hoshana sholei shoyis. Even if a melech asks, he greets the person, don't respond in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And of course, when we learned the Mishnah, we said, isn't that a pikuch nefesh, the king? We, after all, we learned by the din of Kriya Shema that you're allowed to be meishim lehayira. Aren't you noivis if you have a king going on? So, Rabbi Yosef, Lishon Malchi Yisrael. If you're talking about a goyish king, poisik, then you're allowed to stop in the middle because you never know what he's going to do. Meisve, Frank Dimora, Hannes Paul Vero, Onas Bokenegde. He saw an Anos. Anos means a person, a Ritzeach coming against him. Ro Korin Bokenegde, or what happens if he's standing there and it's a wagon that's going to go right into him. Loye Mavsik, he shouldn't be poisik. Ele Makatsev Oiler. He should go and try to quickly finish off the Shemoneh Esrei, be mekatzer in his words, each pasuk, each bracha, say only 3 or 4 words, and try to finish off and then leave. But he shouldn't be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Why not? Didn't you just say now the Malchi Akum Poisik? So the Anos, who's the same type of Ritzach, shouldn't you also be Poisik? Why are you mekatzer? To the Kasha, the Ashur, the Katzer, you Katzer, no, Poisik. In other words, if he's the Anos coming from 10 blocks away, you see him with your binoculars, he's coming after you, don't immediately stop Shimon Esrei and say, I'm going to run for the hills, but try to be the katz of oiler, but only if he can. But if he can't, he's 5 feet away from you, and then run. Don't continue down. Now the Gemara tells us what you would call normally a masa lister, that's by regular people. But masa b'chassid echad. Tanner about a masa b'chassid echad, and Barry will remind us what does it mean chassid echad.
You hear Bava or you heard about Eloi?
If you hear Bava or you heard Eloi, based on the Gemara in the Sechtes, Bava Kama, on Dav, Kuk, Kim, Alamit Bey, the last few lines. So what does it say, masa b'chassid echad? She was spal b'derech, he was davening. Bos sar echad. There was a great sar. Sar means a big minister. And he greeted him in the middle of Shimon Esrei, and he didn't respond. This Tsar was a nice guy. Him delay should see it to you last night. He waited until Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi finished davening, and Achash should see him to you last night. As soon as he finished, Amalei, Rika, you nobody, you. Vale Kosra Teraskam, don't you know the Bible? Raki Shomul Shmor Nafshecham Yoid. Ukziv and Ishmat Boil Nafshecham. Ekishin Sati Al Chosholim, and I gave you Sholim. Lomalei Sati Sholim, you should have responded to me. Emoyisi Choytech Roishcha Besayef. What happens if I would have decapitated you? Mihoyetameyaz Domcha, Midi. Would anybody be able to go and stand up and say, hey, what did you do to my close friend, my relative? Nobody would have been able to say anything because you'd be a Moir B'Malchus. I'm the Tsar, I'm the king, I'm the head guy. Amaleis, he told him, Hamtali Ashifiyaska Bidvar, before you get too agitated and too irritated and go become violent, let me speak to you nicely and try to appease you. Amaleis, he told him, Ilo Hayisa Imlafni Melech Masvedam. What happens if you, the Tsar, if you be standing in front of the king, Masvedam, Uba Chaverich Nasl Chasholim, and somebody in the middle, whilst you're there in front of the king, would go and greet you? Hayisa Machsolai, would you go and respond? Amaleis laugh, no. Then Hayisa Machsolai, and if you would respond to that friend of yours, what do you think the king would do to you? You're in the middle of talking to the king, you're in front of a private audience, and this guy comes in. What do you think they would do to you if you would respond? Beside, and they would go and take off my head. Today he's here, but tomorrow he could be impeached, he could be out of here. Once he explained all of that, the Tsar became appeased, and the Chassid went home. Baruch Hashem, the Shalom, nothing happened to him. Have a wonderful day. Zayg is in touch.